you're doing something that's not pleasing to God, then you know that you're not being led by the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit didn't step back and say, okay, I ain't got nothing to do with that. He may say, no, don't do that. He may even plead with you not to do it, but he's not going to participate. Even though he love you, even though he care about you, he's not going to have anything to do with that. If he tell us not to have any fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, it's because he don't have any fellowship with them. So people that think that, well, I can live, I can do what I want to do, and God going to keep on blessing me, I'm going to tell you, he ain't participating in sin. Amen. He still love you. You can still repent. You can still make it right with God. Amen. So God wants you to consecrate yourself to holy living. Consecrate yourself to God. Listen at this last scripture here. 2 Corinthians 7:1, New Living says, because we have these promises. These are the promises that I read to you from, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, where God says, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. You'll be my sons and daughters. I'll walk in you, and I'll talk in you. I'll dwell in you. He said, seeing then that we have these promises of what God has said and the commitment that he's making to us, he said this right here. Seeing then we have these promises, because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God. One translation says, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Because God then gave us a promise. I'm going to come walk in you. I'm going to come live in you. I'm going to be your God. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to watch out for you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to help you in life. He said, now, begin to work. Work out your salvation. Begin to work toward holiness and separating yourself from the things that defile and make you unclean. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus is what cleanses, right? How many know we got the blood? Praise God. The blood has cleansed us, but we don't want to give any place to the devil. And so if you've fallen off, listen, I didn't come to condemn you today. That's not going to help you. Bringing condemnation in your life not going to help you. But if you've been convicted by the Holy Spirit and somebody's been tempting you, or you've yielded, or you've made some mistakes along the way, today is the day to say, okay, that's it. Now you know the reason why God told you that he didn't want you committing fornication. It's really simple. Because if you do, then you're not going to be a partaker of his holiness. And he wants you to be a partaker of his holiness. That's even the reason why he disciplined us, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Praise God. That's good, loving Father. He's got something good for us, and he don't want nothing interfering with his ability to bless us. God don't want nothing interfering with his ability to bless you. He wants you wide open to the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory and the praise. I thank you today. Father, we want to be filled with the Spirit. And we know that one way, another way, that'll help us stay full is through holy living. Father, we are making a decision today that we're going to walk with Jesus. We're going to imitate you. We're going to let the Holy Spirit teach us and train us and help us to be all we need to be in Jesus. I praise you. I give you the glory. I magnify your name today. Help us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Those that need direction today, those that need to make some adjustments in their life, be their strength and their strong tower today, their stronghold. Give them grace to make the adjustment they need to make. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that Jesus loves you with all his heart. I mean, he gave his life for you. He couldn't love you more than he's already loved you. He does care about you. But he wants to be your Lord. And he has a gift called eternal life that he wants to give to you, and a brand new life.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 6th through the 9th.
This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans.
You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion of blessing. Plan now to attend the Word Explosion
beginning September 6th through the 9th.
The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com.
Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you.
K-A-Y-T and K-Q-J-O-F-F. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms number 119 and verse 105. Psalms number 119 and verse 105. And there are 14 words in the text, and they read as follows. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Doesn't sound like it's a whole lot in this verse, but it is laden with principles. It's clear that the psalmist is making a personal declaration of the worthiness of the Word of God in his life. And it's important to understand, my brothers and sisters, as we look at these words in the text, to understand that there are principles by which the psalmist is dealing with and speaking from that would be helpful for us to understand, so that we might have the conviction that he does in declaring, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, when we look at thy word, he's clear to make sure that he didn't say my word, but rather thy word, God's word. Why is this important? He wants to establish that he has surrendered and submitted to the authority of God's word. God's word representing information, inspiration, and all that is necessary to help reveal the thoughts of God to mankind. It is in his word as a manual to direct us and give us understanding to make it through this life successfully. It is God's word that he honors, the very utterance of God, that reality that God himself has spoken, that even though heaven and earth will pass away, not one jot or tittle of God's word will ever pass away. And he recognizes thy word, meaning that God has the first and the last word. Meaning that God is not a man that he should lie. Meaning that God's word is stable, stout, and strong. Understanding that God's word has his character and integrity wrapped up in this word. Understanding that God's word framed this word, this world. His word speaks, men live. His word speaks, men die. His word speaks, worlds exist. His word speaks, worlds cease to exist. It's all in the power of his word. And so it's because of his word by which the psalmist speaks here that he declares the worth of the word. And may I say to you that he recognizes that wisdom is in God's word. If you want wisdom, you've got to ask God for it. And guess what God will do? He will lead you to his word. Because inclusive of his word is his wisdom that he has poured into his word. So if you want to understand how God feels about a matter, what God thinks about a matter, or where God stands on a matter, it's found in his word. Thy word. Now, listen at what he goes on to say, because when we understand again this word, we recognize that the wisdom of God's word is also the key to helping us to work God's word. To work God's word. So here's what we realize when we look at what wisdom dictates through the word of God, that his word is a lamp, which means to glisten. It's a little light, a shimmering light, a small light. But notice it's literally to give illumination to the steps that one takes, step by step by step. Amen. The lamp in Eastern days was a lantern that they would hold down by their side that would light their way so that they were able to see where they were going. And so the lamp did something very special for them. The lamp guarded them, listen, against stepping in a place that was not secure or safe. So when you begin to understand thy word is a lamp and illumination that keeps me from stepping in an insecure and unsafe place, it's because it gives me enough illumination, enough light to see where to place my foot. As I put one foot in front of the other, not to step in the quicksand, not to step in a pitfall, not to step on, you know, some object that could cause me to stumble. It's because of the light illumination that I get from the lamp, the word of God, to be able to see how to transition from one place to the other safely and securely, with the ability to understand that it is well on the path that I'm taking. God's word is so powerful that it will help you to transition from wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever uncertainties you have. It'll teach you how to walk step by step, placing your foot firmly in a secure and a safe place so that you don't make a mistake and stumble and hurt yourself or kill yourself. People have fallen because they could not see where they were stepping at. Have you ever gone through your own house and the lights were out, or you didn't want to turn on the lights, and maybe something fell on the floor? If you have children or grandchildren, maybe they left a toy and you didn't see it and you stepped on it, and it caused you to stumble, if not made you fall. How many times when you have gone through places that you're not sure of, you have been very cautious to move fast because you didn't know where you were stepping at, and you kind of wanted to feel your way because there wasn't enough light for you to see if the next step was a safe step. But God's word gives illumination so that you can understand how to make your next step. Your next step is also considered and connected with the wisdom of the word that helps us to make daily decisions. Daily decisions. You see, what you don't understand is every decision has consequences connected to it. So that means I need illumination. I need to be able to see enough to make the right decision so that when I make that decision, I can have the right consequences. And God's word does that for me. He says, listen, his word is a lamp unto my feet. I can't speak for nobody else. But his word helps me to make the right decisions, make me make the right steps, help me to make the right decisions so that I can end up where I'm trying to get to. And that's what the lamp does for the believer. It's important to understand that that little light is enough for you. Might not be for the people behind you, on the side of you, around you, but it is enough for you. That's why you've got to be responsible and accountable for yourself, for knowing the word, studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that when you make a decision, so that when you do a thing, so that when you make a step, it's all in the right direction and it's all with the right ability to be guarded from those things that could destroy you. Notice here again, not only does the lamp keep me from stumbling, but he says, and a light unto my path. So not only does the lamp keep me from stumbling, but the light keeps me from straying. Listen at this. The light is connected with sunlight. It's connected with greater light. In other words, the lamp is personal illumination. But the greater light that's on the path is for revelation. It's for more than just this minute and this moment. It's connected with the path on the way to my destiny. You see, the light that I have on my path is taking me beyond the place of my home or of my protected ground and area. It is now opening me up to the public arena, and God provides enough light so that I can not only see where I'm going, but I can also see what's coming my way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many times at night have you been driving and you've run into things, or things have run out in the road that you didn't see until it got right there on you because you didn't have enough light illuminate all around you? But in the daytime, how many times have you avoided an accident because you saw what was coming that didn't see you coming? How many times were you able to look ahead and see somebody coming in your lane where you were able to avoid hitting somebody because they veered over or were not paying attention to what they were doing, and because you were able to see them, you avoided them from hitting you? Illumination and revelation are both needed for you to walk successfully in this life. And see, the people of God don't understand that you can't make it in this world without illumination and revelation from God successfully. See, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why? Because he has no revelation on the path that he's on. How many times, because of the light of the word, you made some bad decisions? And God showed you, before you got too far up the road, you better turn back. He told you, you better get off of this path. This is not the right path. He made it clear to you that the path that you were going on was leading to destruction. And my brothers and my sisters, the light, the revelation of the word of God comes for the path that's connected with your destiny. You see, a lot of folk don't understand how God works and how God operates. And because they don't understand it, they miss the principles of the word. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 makes clear that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Let me say that again, because I don't think you understand it. What is written in the word of God has been written before this time so that you can learn from what everybody in this word went through, so you don't have to go through it to get what they got. If you will just pick up from the lessons that were taught through the word of God, then you don't have to go through every trial, every tribulation, every situation to come to yourself. If you learn from the prodigal son, then you don't have to go to the hog pen to come to yourself. You can recognize long before you get there, if I keep going down this path, it's going to lead to my destruction. Or if I learn how to operate according to the principles of God's word, then I have an expectation that I will be blessed like the people in the word were blessed. You see, the reason why they and their stories are in the word of God is because God wants us to learn from what they've experienced. Listen. We save a whole lot of time, trouble, pain, heartache, etc., if we just let the word show us the right way. If the word shows us the right way, then we don't have to waste time with trial and error. We can recognize that, notice again, with patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. What's the hope for? The hope is that through patience, in other words, recognizing that God wrote all of this so that I could learn it. So let me be patient enough to learn it. Let me also, while I'm being patient, take comfort in the fact of who said it. God's not a man that he should lie. If he said this, I can believe this. And if I believe this, I will receive this, because that's what his word teaches me. And so I've got hope that everything is going to be all right because God has said so in his word. It may not be all right now, but if I just be patient and take comfort in the scripture that God's working this thing out, because he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So I begin to realize even this bad stuff that has happened to me is working for my good. Every lie that's been told on me, every backbiter and backstabber, every bad thing, every damnable thing that has happened to me, God's taking that and he's working it out for my good. I may not see right now how he's doing it, but I know in the end I win. I might cry right now, because weeping may endure for a night. But the comfort of the scripture says, joy cometh in. I just got to hold on till the morning light. And everything, will be all right. Now listen at this. That's one more thing I want to share with you, and then I'm going to close. We see that the word is there by way of the lamp to keep us from stumbling. And the light is there to keep us from straying, going off of the path and staying on the right path. God letting us and allowing us. You see, when you have visions and dreams, and when God gives you an insight, a rhema word, a revelation of things to come, it may be a long way off, but the reason he gives you that is to help you understand it's a preview of coming attractions. Have you ever been to the movie and it's January now, and they show you a preview of what's coming out in December 2016? And you're like, this is just January. Why are you showing me about? Because it's a preview. They just want to whet your appetite. They want to put it in the recesses of your mind to get ready to see that, so you'll know that something's being worked up about that. And God is just trying to let you know he hadn't forgotten about you. What he promised you, he's still going to perform. He hadn't forgotten what he said to you. Just understand, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but it will come, because he cannot lie. And every now and then, he just gives you another trailer. Another preview you didn't see before. Showing you another aspect of that dream, of that vision, of that promise that he made to you. And it's all on your path. You got to keep going down the path to get to it. Well, if the word keeps us from stumbling, and if it keeps us from straying, then we can surmise that the word sets us up on the path of success. Do you realize that God's word is designed to set us on the path of success? That's the reason for the lamp and the daily decisions. And the reason for the light, for the decisions that affect my destiny. but it's also to set me up for success. Setting me on the right path to success is God's job.